Associate Commissioner for Men's Basketball for the Southeastern Conference, Mark Whitworth. I'm watching Kentucky last night. I look and you see press row there and all these smiling faces. Two of them just kind of stood out to me, the commissioner-elect of the league and Greg Sankey, and you, Mr. Whitworth, as SEC rep. Hard not to smile when the Big Blue was carrying the banner the way they were last night.
Yeah, that was a good night, Chris, and I've been in this long enough to know you don't take evenings like that for granted. I had a hunch that Kentucky would play well, but to say they played well is a huge understatement.
I had no intention of going this route and talking with you, but the news of today, the tough news for Dave Hart, Tennessee Athletics, and for the league by association, that Donnie Tindall was relieved of his duties. I want to ask you to go into any detail on that, other than, if you wouldn't mind, when there are issues that come up as a league office, what type of role, if any, do you play in matters like this?
You know, in this particular case, you know, because it was a unique interaction, really, between, first of all, the NCAA and Southern Miss, and then at certain junctures, I'm sure the NCAA kept Tennessee involved, but my involvement was really not much at all. And I don't know that they really involved the commissioner either, Chris. It was such a unique situation. You know, we certainly were attentive to this and were aware of some of the challenges. You know, as you and I have talked, I mean, my mission here in the last couple of years is really to try to grow and elevate the status of SEC men's basketball. And, you know, Tennessee is a proud basketball program in this league for generations. And in order for us to go where we want to go, you know, Tennessee needs to be a part of that, and certainly has been one of the top programs in the country at times in their history. And so my hope is that they can get back there, but it's a challenging time for them. And certainly I watched Dave Hart's press conference today, and I wish them well in finding a new head coach and really trying to identify, as Dave mentioned, that that consistency, you know, that they so long for in that program, because we've got a lot of programs that seem to have found that and that are trending in such a positive direction for us as a league that I hope that will take place at Tennessee as well.
We have talked several times since there was the discussion of the launch of the SEC Network and then since it has gone on air, Mark, of what it would do for the league as a whole. And while everybody talks about football, and certainly there's been importance and helped to football by what is done with an SEC Network and that type of exposure, but we've all felt that where the real impact would be made would be in sports other than football, men's and women's basketball, baseball, softball. You can go down the list, but the exposure that you get, but also the financial resources, what it has done for sports such as men's basketball, there, for schools like Alabama, for Mississippi State, for everybody, there's more available to them now. And it, obviously growing these athletic departments as a whole is part of the mission. But I've got to think we're seeing kind of the fruits of that at this point. Would that be accurate in saying?
Yeah, you're right, Chris. I mean, there's no doubt that the network has had such a positive impact on our conference across the board this year. And we've had more basketball games on than any other sport of the 21 sports the SEC sponsors. So it's been huge for the sport that I'm focused on every day. And really not only just the games, but the shoulder programming and the studio shows, the SEC story films that are being done by the network, all just continue to elevate and enhance the profile of men's basketball in this conference. And I couldn't be more pleased with the direction we're going. And we had five in the NCAA tournament. Certainly to have the number one team, undefeated team in the country right now is a wonderful reflection on our league. We had three other teams advance to the NIT, as your listeners know, in Alabama and A&M and also Vanderbilt had a very nice run. So I couldn't be more pleased, and the network's played a huge part in that, and really gives us another great asset to utilize as we try to continue to grow and build basketball.
Senior Associate Commissioner for Men's Basketball of the SEC, Mark Whitworth, joining us as I broadcast from Gainesville, Florida. Bama baseball taking on the Florida Gators this weekend. Mark, have you had a chance to talk to Ben Hallen yet, the new head coach of the Bulldogs in Starkville?
Well, I actually have. You know, I travel quite a bit this time of year, and I was actually in the office earlier this week, Monday and Tuesday, and so I when I saw that Coach Hallen was going to be introduced on Tuesday, I got in the car and drove to Starkville, and couldn't have been more encouraged at the turnout. They had a wonderful turnout by their fans, and then the university community there had well over 1,000 people in Humphrey Coliseum, and as you mentioned, the network covered that live, which is, again, great exposure, not only for Mississippi State, but for the sport of men's basketball. And had an opportunity to meet Coach Hallen and his wife and daughter, and they're thrilled about this this unique challenge in Starkville and the opportunity to build and restore that program to winning conference tournament championships and making deep runs in the NCAA tournament. So that's just one more step of progress that I would point to, that we've got institutions that have embraced Commissioner Sly's vision that he cast for our league 2 years ago. And as I mentioned, too, you know, we hope that Tennessee and even Alabama, as they're looking for a new head coach, will embrace that vision and make decisions that will really enhance our league overall.
Mark, when you started dealing with Bill Battle as athletic director at the University of Alabama, it was not somebody you needed to be introduced to. I know that he'd been heavily involved in collegiate athletics as well as the Alabama athletic program for a number of years. I know people that did not know him may have had questions about his desire to lead a search. And while I certainly wouldn't want to put you on the spot in terms of going into details, but I am just curious, just would love to hear your thoughts on Bill Battle as somebody who's been so well respected within the game, and frankly, his qualification to handle a search such as this. We all at Alabama know that he's more than prepared for what he's dealing with right now, but just from an outsider's perspective, your thoughts on Coach Battle.
Well, Coach Battle is a man that I've known for quite some time, and I know his family well, and just couldn't be more impressed with the kind of leader and visionary that he is. And I think the search is in great hands there with his leadership. And Bill brings a unique perspective on a coaching search because he's been a head coach in a high-profile program in our league, and so understands the dynamics and the uniqueness of that situation. I have great confidence in Bill, and you know, at the SEC, we're thrilled to have leaders of his caliber at the helm of athletic programs in our conference.
All right, so we know he's the marathon guy, but in a flat, just straight up sprint, can you take Sankey?
That's a great question. Yeah, I think my money is I can beat him in a sprint, but
okay.
I wouldn't want to get him in a marathon.
Okay, I understand. I mean, that's a lot of them, but I know you know, you can still get after it now. I mean, you know, if he decides as, you know, the new commissioner, hey, we're going to have these early morning runs, you're probably one of those that go, okay, bring it.
Well, the guys that know me in the office know that that I've been exercising and committed to that kind of lifestyle for a long time. And I tell me and some of the other guys that have gotten into Iron Tribe recently that they're kind of late to the party. The other thing is my wife is a fitness instructor too, so I've got no choice, Chris. I've got to be fit.
I didn't know that. Yeah, for all of this that they call a workout routine, you call it morning.
That's
is that
exactly
basically
right.
It? It's called every day of my life, folks. Hey, I know you're busy.
I like my chances in a sprint. I really do. I like my chances in a sprint. But he's quite a guy, and is going to be a great, great leader. I'm ready to go to work with him. And it was fun to watch the ball game last night, kind of share a moment with him in his new role. And I think your listeners and our fans across this conference are really going to be impressed and really enjoy getting to know Greg Sankey.